Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right?
So what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
All right, what's going on, everybody? We here with the Dating Hour. It's your boy, Steve D. Wins, and my road dog all the way from the Bad Bye Network. Mr. Locario, what's good, man? It's the bad boy of the dating game. Go ahead and tell me your information, fam.
Yeah, man, guys, you know, you gotta make sure that you get me up at badboymembership.com. That's where you get 45 through 90 minutes audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. You feel me? And also, make sure you guys go to MrLocario.com so you can get tickets to the Truth About the Game seminar happening April 14th. So make sure you guys do not miss that. You feel me?
Yes, sir. www.themanmindset.com. Guys, don't forget to check us out tonight, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to be chopping up game. But let's get on into it, guys, because we only have an hour to roll with you. Here we're here to talk to you guys. If y'all have any questions, call in at 515-605-9373. That's the number. That's 515-605-9373. That's the number. Who's going first, Mr. Locario?
I'll go first. I got a few short
ones. All right, go ahead and go first, fam.
Me.
No doubt.
So, this one says, I'm in a situation where my girlfriend asked me for space and gave her space. We used to talk in the morning and evening. She was the one calling until this happened now. Now, if I don't text, she doesn't text me or call me, and she used to do this all the time. What should I do?
What you should do is go ahead and pack your bags up. Tell her, you know what, the ride was fun. Go ahead and be with that guy or other guys that are fucking you. Let me explain something to you guys out here for a second. When one thing you have to understand, and I hate using the word the game, but I got to use it in this thing. When you approach and try to talk to a woman, you're not even in what is so-called the game. Once you begin to talk and start a relationship, that's when you get your foot in the door. Now, when a woman says to you that she wants more time, that means you are not doing something correctly. Either you don't have any backbone as a man, you're not fucking her right, or she's just the fantasy or the excitement of being with you has worn down. Always remember, guys, if there are five things you must do to have a woman completely devoted to you and you're only doing 1.5 of those things, she's always going to look somewhere else. And just because you have her in your house doesn't mean she's loyal to you. Just because you put a ring on your finger doesn't mean she's loyal to you. Matter of fact, Ms. Lucario, there was this hot-ass teacher. My boy sent me a thing the other day, was sucking some 13-year-old's dick that was married. So this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. Just because you think you got a quote-unquote girl, girlfriend, fiance, or wife, and you are not a man, or you're not a man about everything you do with her, she is always going to find somebody else. Ms. Lucario, what do you have on that, sir?
Nah, real talk, because, look, man, like, the fact that this chick is not calling you and you feel like you need to call her first and you know, all the time, and this is supposed to be your girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? And the thing is, she's talking about she wants space. You know, she wants space for some other dick. That's all really. That's what's really popping, because if this is your girl, what guys don't understand about this is when a girl is really into you, she's really feeling you, she wants to be around you a lot. You feel what I'm saying? She wants
yes.
to call you. She wants to talk to you. She wants to engage with you. She wants to, you know, do all these different things. So if this girl is like, you know, oh, I need some space, you know, and it's like talking now, and then you're the one that's like, contacting her and doing all that other stuff, you know, it's going down that road to where she's probably going to end up leaving this dude, because chicks, what they'll do is they'll keep you around, and then when they find the guy that they really want to fuck with, then they'll drop you. So they'll hold on to you for the time being until they find that other dude, and then they'll, you know, dump you. Because the thing is, women in their minds, you know, and in their hearts or whatever, have already gotten rid of you. You're just sort of still there at the moment. You feel what I'm saying? So this is why, so some guys, it always seems like the chick just suddenly, like, just broke up with him, like, out of nowhere. And it was like, nah, she was done with you weeks ago. You feel what I'm saying? But you just didn't feel it. You didn't know it. You didn't see it. You feel what I'm saying? So, look, you guys got to understand that if a chick is treating you like this, or she's not being responsive, and especially if you say this girl is your girlfriend, It's a wrap. You need to keep that shit pushing. You need to charge it to the game, call it a day, and move on to some next chick. You feel me?
Well, Mr. Carter, one thing on that, and I'm not trying to knock the guy that's saying this, but let me kind of show you where you at and where you should be. Now, when I was out there and I had women, now you say you living with her, but when I was out there with women, without even asking, they would give me their itinerary first thing in the morning. I mean, let me explain. She will say, this is where I'm going to be at 9, then I'm going here, and I should be there by 12, then I'm going here, and I should be at 3, and then what I'll do is I go back to the house, get cooked for you, blah, blah, blah. But also, Ms. Lucario, when she gets to her destination, she would send a photo or call or say, I mean, that's when you know that she wants you. But again, it's the behavior. So if she's pulling away and you got to do all the work, then you're fucked. Let's be honest. Your mouthpiece, your pussy eating game, your kissing game, your making out game, and your fuck game is terrible. Because that's why she's devoting her dick, I mean her pussy, excuse me, her dick, her mouth and her pussy to somebody else. What you got on that, Mr. Carr, real quick, fam?
Nah, real talk. The thing is, man, I think guys forget how bad women are want us.
Yeah, how bad they want dick, yes.
What I mean by this is, you guys don't understand how much a woman will want you and will desire you and will be into you. So this is why I always say you're looking for cooperation. You're looking for a woman who's going to cooperate. So if she's not cooperating, if she's making shit hard for you, if she's making shit difficult, that usually means that she's not into you. Because if she was into you, she would be making it shit simple. She'd make it easy because she wants it to work. So it's really just looking at that thing. I think so, guys have been so conditioned to deal with women who give them a hard time, to deal with women who bullshit them a lot, it's become normal to them. This type of behavior has become, like, okay. And so they sort of stick with it, and they stay with it, and they think this is just, you know, business as usual. And this is why they end up in the situations they're in. But they don't realize that a chick who's really, really feeling you, they're going to be the ones who are going to, you know, gravitate to you and really make it easy. And the funny part about this is that since these guys are so used to women treating them like shit, what happens is that they already got this low self-esteem. So this low self-esteem translates into when they're dealing with other women, which also makes the other women treat them like shit. So it's a never-ending cycle. Instead of the guy understanding his value, understanding that he deserves to be treated like a king, you feel what I'm saying? And only fuck with the women who are doing that and kick the other girls to the curb who are not. You feel what I'm saying? And to keep it pushing in that direction. So, you know.
Right. No, yeah, no doubt. All right, guys. 515-605-9373 is the number. If you have a question, press 1. If not, we're going to keep reading the emails and rolling at the top of the hour. Okay, Steve, I made a huge milestone of picking up women. I finally started to approach more often, like you've been saying. And to surprise, it's not as scary as I thought it used to be. I still have a little bit of approach anxiety and things like that. Anyways, went to the mall. I was coming down the escalator, and I saw an extremely beautiful woman walking to a store. When I got downstairs, speed walking wasn't going to cover the distance, so I had to jog a bit about 30 feet away, and I think she heard me and turned around. And I just kept running by her. But the question I have is, should I have approached her? It almost appeared like I was stalking her, and obviously I'm not, and I don't want her to feel that way. I felt a little creepy of me. So I just walked away and sent this email to you. So what's your take on that, sir?
So wait, he said he walked near a girl and said something but didn't.
No. Okay. He was going down an escalator and he saw a badass woman going to a store. So instead of a light walk to get to her, he kind of jogged. He did a light jog towards her. And as he was going towards her, she heard the noise and turned around and saw him jogging towards her. But then he kind of walked off. So he's like, well, should I have approached her? What should he have done?
Yeah, he should have approached her. I mean, what the hell, man? Look, man. Oh, these dudes, I swear. Like, this is the thing. The problem is dudes are not following their intentions and their intuition. It's like, dude,
yes.
The fact that you felt compelled to jog down the escalator to go see this woman, that means you wanted to talk to her.
Yes.
Why didn't you talk to her? You see what I mean? It's like that. It's like dudes are stopping themselves from making this shit happen. See, that same energy, that same feeling that you had of, yo, I desired her that much, right? That same energy should be brought into the situation when you're dealing with the chick. Now, that energy should be something that's coming off that's confident, that's smooth, that's you being sure of yourself to actually make something happen, right? But the fact that you actually had that desire to do it is showing like, yo, this is a girl you actually that attracted to, so you should be really talking to this chick. Because a lot of times you walk out here, you see girls, you know, you see a girl here and there, she's cute, she's all right, she's cool, whatever. Then you see those. Few chicks that you're just like, God damn, you know what I'm saying? And so those are the ones that you really need to jump on and really need to get up on. And this is why it's very important to practice your game, because the thing is that when you get into those situations where you see those type of girls, you don't want to hesitate. The reason why he's hesitated is because he's probably not used to approaching girls and hollering at them. If he was used to approaching girls and hollering at them, he would have just approached that girl and hollered at her just like he approached any other girl. You see what I'm saying? That hesitation is coming from the usually, you know, his lack of experience or his fear of rejection or all these other things that is stopping him from making it happen. So you guys got to just go out there and keep that shit going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that in this situation, Ms. Lucario, I wouldn't have run down to do a light jog, because if you think about it, sir, she's going into a store, meaning she's in the store. She's going to be in there, but definitely she's going to come out. So there's no reason to jog to her. What I would have done is, if I saw her walking in the store, I'm not going to sit around and wait for her. I'm damn sure not going to run and jog at her. I'm going to float over to that shit. You know what I mean? I'm just going to float on over that motherfucker. But I'm going to go in the store. And then I'm going to walk over to her. And like I've always said, I'm going to excuse myself to her, all right? I'm going to excuse myself. Excuse me. Do you have a moment? And I will introduce myself. But then what's important here, like I always tell guys, I'm going to tell her why I came over here. You know, to be honest with you, I was, and it's the truth, to be honest with you, I was coming down the escalator, and I saw you, and you caught my eye, and I wanted to get to know you better. And, you know, I usually don't, it's not like me to go into stores like this, but I just wanted to get to know your name and see, you know, then start from that point. Now, like you said, I like the fact that I'm going to give him an A for the fact that he saw something and wanted to go after it. But I'm going to give him an F for being in there. Because, okay, real quick, I just want to say, what a lot of you guys have to understand, I got to use the word the game again, which I hate using, but watching YouTube videos and stuff like that is okay, but it's nothing like being in the game or nothing to be like on the field. You know, you can read and watch and do all the stuff that you can do all the stuff you want to do, watch videos and all the other stuff and psych yourself up, all the stuff. But everything changes when you get face to face with the thing that you've been studying for. And all that shit you've been reading sometimes has to go out of the window. And I think for a lot of these guys, and that's why I think he ran off, because again, he thought, okay, well, I have the high ground. I can just walk up to her and probably tap her on the shoulder. But when she turned around, again, what a lot of guys don't understand is that sometimes you read and watch things that come in chronological order. But when you get out there to meet a woman, sometimes it's not going to go the way you are watching on videos or you're reading in books. Because in his world, he thought he had everything, Miss Lucario. Soon as she turned around, he was like, oh, shit.
Right.
So what's your take on that, fam?
Because
yes.
I think that's a big problem in the game right now is that a lot of cats, you know, they watch videos, they read books and all that, and which is good.
Yes.
Because it gives you that structure, that basis to understand certain things. But when you are in the situation, you got to know how to really maneuver in the situation in order to make things happen in that real
right
moment.
Yes.
And it's the thing, you know. So yeah, I definitely think.